ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inur rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifah As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn as-Sajjad alayhi as-salam. In the beginning of this dua, the Imam alayhi as-salam, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seeks refuge in him from few vices. We got up to the Imam asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his patience in times of problems and calamities. We said, why do people go through calamities? If we figure that out, then we understand why we need to be patient, like the Imam alayhi salam. One of the reasons we as human beings face calamities and face problems is that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with any test in life, it requires patience. Whether you are going for a driver's license test, or you're going for an exam itself, or whatever type of test you might be going through, you will need to have patience and you need to have perseverance. Without these two things, you will fail. With the calamities, obviously we said we need to have patience. With the trials of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also need to have patience. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, we were reading the verse from the Quran where Allah says, do you think that you want to enter heaven without Allah having to know first who amongst you have committed and done jihad and who amongst you is a patient? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that the point of this life is a test. In order for you to achieve and attain heaven, you must be tested. And in this test, there's a perseverance, there's jihad, there's hardship, there's work to be done. And with that hardship, Allah says, there is patience. He brings the two words, jahadu and as-sabirin, those who fight and struggle, and those who are patient. When it comes to jihad and struggle, it is not just the literal jihad where a person picks up a gun and goes fighting for his faith or defending his country. But in fact, the jihad of the nafs is even harder and harsher when one has to fight and struggle against his own desires and his own pleasures. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was coming from a war, and he said to his companions, now you have finished the minor jihad, go do the major jihad. And the companions were surprised. They said to him, "We just came from a war." He said, "This is a minor jihad. The major jihad is when you have to face your own demons, when you have to face your own self, when you have to face your own desires. That is a true jihad. When I am put in a situation where my desires and temptations are high, and I am very close to committing a sin, but then I hold myself and I say, no, this is haram, it should not be done. I exercise patience. Now, this is the true jihad. Holding a gun and going fighting, sometimes actually it's easier than it looks. Anyone could hold a gun. Anyone could go to a battlefield. It's not a major thing. But resisting your own temptation is where it becomes hard. So Allah says, you want to enter heaven, surely. But do you think that you're going to enter just like that without being trialed and without being tested? It's not going to happen. So me and you as believers, when we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for heaven, we have to be ready for the tests and trials of this life. And these tests and these trials, we cannot pass them unless we exercise patience. Let us take a short break and we continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, we said one of the reasons that we need patience is the fact that life is based on trials and hardships. With any hardship, with any trial, no one can succeed unless they have patience. When I go to the gym and I exercise and I lift weights, and obviously the result is that I want to have a bigger body, bigger muscles, a nicer body. And if I don't have patience, if I don't come in day in and day out, if I don't lift heavy weights, if I don't put efforts and I put like strength into my exercise, I will never achieve anything. I'm not going to get a nice body or a bigger body. And you see, with even athletes themselves, they go around the year, and sometimes for 4 years if they want to participate in the Olympics, for example, they exercise so hard just so there would be one moment in their life where they stand on the podium and they get the medal. They will never get any medal if they don't put the effort in trying to attain it. So there's a lot of problems. There are a lot of pain. They wake up day and night, they, you know, exercise, they have, plans, a diet plan and what have you. So much a grueling process it goes into just trying to achieve a medal and a title. But because they need, they want to achieve, so they exercise patience. They never give up. Pain, as we say, no pain, no gain. Life is the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how do you expect yourself to enter heaven and be in heaven and be among the dwellers of heaven without being tested? The fact of the matter is, Allah says, life itself, life and death, were created based on the fact that you are to be trialed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the business of handing the keys to heaven for free. You have to earn them. Earning heaven requires a great deal of patience, especially when it comes to oneself and one's desires. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد